I'm ready. You've taken most of my clothes off. I'm emotionally prepared. So let's try this out. Your grip around my neck. Oh, softer, softer. How does it feel? It feels good. My little cock's getting all hard. Just don't go too hard unless I say so. Does this make you feel good? Having your hand around my neck? It does? What are you doing? Onto the bed. You're gonna fuck me while you're choking me. Just don't kill me, okay? I'm not into that sort of stuff. Let me breathe. I'm good. I'm really good. Alright, I can take it. If I try to breathe too hard, it hurts. So I... Ow! Your hand is so warm. I'm okay. I promise. No, I don't think I want you to keep going. Can you fuck me normally? You don't feel like it? Why am I sad? Because you hurt me. No, it wasn't your fault. I'm the one that suggested this. So yeah, I think that's a no-go on choking for now. I just thought it was hot because one time one of my exes, he did that all of a sudden and I fell into the bed and it made me really excited. But I guess I didn't consider how long-term choking would affect me. I thought I was a really kinky person and that I'd like it, but I guess I don't. That's okay. Thank you, boyfriend. You know, sometimes when sex doesn't work out, you're really nice. I've been with a lot of guys that they get really mean when the mood is destroyed or I just don't want to. Well, it's not like they're trying to force me or anything. I just get pissy. Say, oh, all right, I see how it is. Things like that. It's not anything terrible. When we can't have sex, you're really sweet. That's why I love you. I'm not just a sex object to you, though I can be sometimes. You really respect me. Can we just lay here for a little while? That choking session really knocked the wind out of me. Thank you, boyfriend.